Well, Tom, the deficit debate and the downgrading of U.S. creditworthiness, unfortunately, has had a significant damaging effect on the economy. It's caused confidence nationally to go down substantially. And consumer confidence is very important for our economy here in Central Florida. It affects people's decisions to take vacations. It affects business decisions to expand and to send more people to trade shows and other things that are so important in this upcoming winter tourist season.
Well, now, I'm sure for many families, the winter vacation is probably considered discretionary spending and is likely one of the first expenses to be dropped if times are tough. But what about the convention business? I mean, industries and other groups are going to continue to hold conventions, right?
Well, what tends to happen is businesses send fewer people if they get concerned about the outlook going forward. And that's regrettable because we were teed up to have a great winter tourist season. And instead of a 10 to 12% gain, which I'd been expecting, we'll probably see hopefully half of that. Now we'll get gains, but clearly the loss of confidence, the turmoil, and the fact that Americans, both citizens and businesses, have lost confidence in the government to deal with our problems causes then people and causes businesses to be less aggressive with their spending.
So you mentioned before, Hank, that you were anticipating at least a 10% gain in tourism this year. Now you're saying that growth rate could be more like half of that, more like 5%. What kind of effects will that have on the employment picture for Central Florida?
Well, they're dramatic. Tourism is the biggest industry here. It has very strong multiplier effects on other industries. I was projecting that we might have employment growth in 2012 of 20 to 25,000, Tom. I have to reduce that forecast now to about 15 to 17,000. So it's a very significant change. The growth trajectory is lower now.
Well, Hank, we often hear that term, consumer confidence, and to the layman, it seems somewhat theoretical, but it really does affect our lives, especially in an area like this that's so heavily dependent on tourism. Hank, what exactly is consumer confidence and how is it measured?
Sure. Consumer confidence is measured with a survey. It's done both nationally by the University of Michigan and in Florida by the University of Florida. And basically, it asks people how they're feeling and their perceptions about the economy on a going forward basis. Those perceptions affect people's decisions. Now, it's not the only thing. Fundamentals count. How much income you have, how much disposable income's left after taxes and inflation, what are your job prospects? All those things are important, but then the perceptions of them also color the ultimate decision. So it's not that one is completely dominant over the other. They combine to make the decisions we all make.
So even though this confidence factor is a little bit more abstract, it's no less important.
Yes, it's very important, and it is very colored by the kinds of political debates and financial turmoil, and that then makes people less confident even if they have a job, less confident even if gasoline prices are a little lower and they have a little more money in their pockets.
Now, of course, we've never really seen anything quite like the debate this summer in Washington over the national debt, but in general, if there's a huge event like this that captures the nation's attention, a major event, how long does it take to recover before the consumer confidence returns?
Well, if we get a quick rebound in economic activity, the fundamentals determine what will happen. After the big stock market crash in October of 1987, we had a quick snapback, wasn't much effect. But if the fundamentals stay weak, then it builds upon itself, and that bad confidence builds upon weak fundamentals. Regrettably, I think that's where we're going. We seem unwilling or unable to deal with the lack of jobs. We're paralyzed in a policy perspective. We seem unwilling or unable to stimulate the economy in the short run while dealing with the deficit problems in the longer run. And so if we fail to take policy action after the turmoil, Tom, then the consequences are this lower growth trajectory that we've discussed.